8:38 Finger Lakes Morning News, and it's time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health. And joining us in the studio is Laura Turbide. We're sharing a mic because we don't know what happened to Mic 2 today. It just died. Good morning.
Good morning.
So welcome back. And before we meet our guest, any news? Well, of course, our guest has some news and notes, but anything else going on these days?
Of course, Heels Up for healing, for benefiting soldiers and sailors, as well as the Homestead 5K. We've gone virtual just because of the changes of the times.
Yeah.
But you can go on to Run Sign Up and sign up still. It's a great way. It is the 20th anniversary, obviously, of 9/11. It's on Saturday, 9/11. So our hope is people will come out in their own way, show their support, do some good, healthy exercise, and support the Homestead.
And also, the fall mum sale is underway for the Soldiers and Sailors Auxiliary.
Yes, we're all about Penyon today. All about Soldiers and Sailors Auxiliary is doing, they, without question, the best mums. They're huge. They are just so glorious. It's the beginning, a sign of beautiful fall and autumn here. So support the Soldiers and Sailors Auxiliary. It's been a lot harder for them to do some of their other activities.
Yeah.
So go online. We welcome orders, and you will not be disappointed.
And if you go to our community calendar page at FingerLakesDailyNews.com, you'll see the procedure. It's all mail-in orders. Pickup is on Friday, September 17th, outside the hospital. Are you impressed that I know all these things every time?
I do. I am so impressed. Always. I'm just gonna stay home.
That's because I read the calendar every day a couple times before you come here, so I'm up on all those things. So let's meet our first-time guest.
I know. I love when we can bring someone new, and not only someone new, but someone fantastic in our organization who also has some really good news for us. So I'm here today with Eric Greger. He is our Director of Diagnostics and oversees all of the diagnostic imaging at both Geneva General Hospital as well as Soldier and Sailors Memorial Hospital. We also have other, we have services such as Women's Health, as people know, on the third floor of the medical office building. So several sites across our campus. So a scope of responsibility for many modalities, everything from sort of standard x-ray to CT to mammography to nuclear to interventional radiology. As many people know, we partner with Finger Lakes Radiology as our physician partners, private practice, who we're just so thrilled that they serve our two hospitals. So Eric gets to work closely with them, and together we are thrilled to be able to share today that we are installing and now is functional a brand new CT scanner at Soldiers and Sailors. And we're going to talk about why that's so important at a critical access hospital in a small community. You know, you have personal stories about how important it is to have that local access to care. So we're going to hear from Eric exactly sort of, it's, there's always more involved than we think, but we've gone from a 16 slice CT that had sort of been kind of a hand-me-down, lived a wonderful, important, useful life, and now we're on to something bigger and better. So I'm going to let Eric talk
all right, just
swing
that mic and just point it over there. Eric, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you, appreciate the invite.
So first thing you get is our first-timer biographical grilling. So a little bit about you and where you're from and what led you into healthcare and diagnostic imaging specifically.
I am born and raised in Buffalo, New York. I still live in Buffalo, New York. It's a nice commute, but sooner or later I'd like to live a little bit closer. I've been in radiology since 1988, graduated as a tech in 1990, and have worked in various positions, rad techs, supervisor, and then I got my first director's job in 2003, and I've been a director ever since, working for a bevy of organizations in Buffalo and in Rochester, Florida, and Wisconsin. But I'm very happy to be with Finger Lakes Health, and it's a very exciting time for us, especially with the new CAT scanner at Soldiers.
So you were working at a firm in Buffalo. What attracted you to come to the Finger Lakes and Finger Lakes Health?
To be honest with you, I love the opportunity. I love the size of the organization. I've heard a lot of good things about Finger Lakes Health. There was a lot of exciting when I interviewed for the position. Frank told me about all the exciting projects that were planned, some new technology. And they needed somebody who was seasoned and really in this challenging time of managing during the pandemic. I've always enjoyed challenges and just thought it would be a great time to join this organization with what it's done in the past and what we're looking forward to in the future.
I always like to talk to people who come from hands-on providing to administrative positions about that transition. So are you strictly administrative, or do you still run machines and look at images?
Strictly administrative. I've not taken an x-ray since 2001. I actually grew up in the old film technology, so I had cassettes with films, had to run it through a processor, wait 90 seconds, and hope that it came out the way I wanted it to. Now we moved into digital technology, so technology and imaging has changed so rapidly. The paradigm shifts, it seems like, every 1 or 2 years. So I do miss the patient care aspect of it. That's why I went into healthcare in the first place. I really love taking care of people, and it's a very exciting field to be in, because it's you know, not just X-ray, but there's all these different modalities which are like little departments in and of themselves. So and I love to see the technology change and improve and help patient care. Really, that's what I'm all about. I've always been about patient care. So yeah, I do miss the patient, but I round on patients, and I enjoy talking to patients about their experience within imaging. And we have a lot of good things. I've spoken to a lot of people over the past few months, and very impressed with not just the imaging side of things, but the organization and the care that they receive from our providers and from our nurses and just the entire staff.
So with the way everything's changing, how do you keep current? Do you read the manuals and go through kind of some of the same training that the techs do?
You know, I the vendors supply a lot of the information for me, but I also read up a lot on my own. There's a lot of websites, and I have a very large network of people that are in my position, and we talk on message boards and on Zoom calls and just on text messages and phone calls. You know, it's a very close-knit group of administrators and images. And I've been lucky enough in my career to meet a lot of really good people and work with a lot of really good people. So, you know, we bounce ideas off each other, and it's a great way to learn, and it's a great way to learn about what's new and what's the best. And, you know, the vendors, there's a lot of vendors out there, and how do you choose one over the other? I mean, the technology is so good right now that you're really splitting hairs when it comes to choosing the best product for what you need.
I think most people have a general idea what a CT or a CAT scan is. So tell us a little bit about nuclear medicine. What's involved there?
Nuclear medicine uses a radioisotope. It's called a marker. So you either ingest a radioactive material, or you get injected by a radioactive material, and then you have a system that acquires images, and each one of those materials will actually go through a different part of the body and image that part of the body, and then the gamma camera actually acquires the images, and it will show you everything from renal flow. It will show you hot spots if they're looking for metastatic disease. They do a lot of cardiac imaging with nuclear medicine, so it looks at your ejection fraction in your heart. It's a really neat technology, and yes, there is some radioactivity, but it's safe for the people that have it, and then we dispose it safely through the standards set by the New York State Department of Health.
Talking with Eric Greger, who directs diagnostic imaging at Finger Lakes Health. So as you say, this technology changes all the time. It's very expensive to keep up, and you just got a $75,000 grant to put a brand new machine in at Soldiers and Sailors. Tell us about the grant and the machine.
Laura, you might want to discuss a little bit more about the grant, but the grant was very appreciative. It helped us a great deal, and I can't say enough about the donor itself.
We're just thrilled. We've had a huge outpouring of support. So this year we dedicated the Soldiers and Sailors annual fund. Anyone who gave and didn't restrict it for another purpose at Soldiers and Sailors, we earmarked those funds towards this. This is a little over $400,000 that we're talking about to not only have backup, everything from sort of backup power systems to renovating the room to getting the technology and then installing it. So we're thrilled. We're very thrilled that really put us over the top and felt gave us the confidence that we knew we could do this was the $75,000 from Greenwich Generation. We're thrilled, really appreciative. Also $50,000 from Davenport Hatch Foundation, also TB and Health Foundation, a smaller foundation in Penian supported, and then lots of individual business, private gifts. The foundation had made the commitment to say, we're going to purchase this either way. However, the gifts that we then received allow us to keep dollars within the foundation to support other things at Soldiers and Sailors. And as a small critical access hospital, there are always needs there. So for us, these gifts made it possible for us to both to acquire the technology, make this all happen, as well as obviously provide other kinds of things. So it's sort of a dual gift, if that makes sense. It allows us to not only get the CT, but allows us to keep some resources within the foundation that we can use for other needs as we go forward. And as I said, at a critical access hospital, this kind of technology is fantastic. And I know Eric's had some response too in terms of the why it's important in a community hospital to have this and why it means so much at Soldiers.
So this is the fun part of Helen Kelly's job at the foundation, when you're sitting at a desk one day and the phone rings and somebody says, "Hi, I'd like to give you $75,000.
It doesn't always work that way, but we love it.
So tell us about this machine, a Philips Incisive 128 slice. Now, you're talking about 16 slice before, so... Mm-hmm. So this literally gives you 8 times better an image, is that right?
So, you know, when I was actually going to x-ray school, we had a single slice CAT scanner, which literally took from acquisition to post-processing about a half an hour to complete. It was literally an MS-DOS program. It was a cursor that went across the screen. The 16 slice is great for a lot of imaging, but the 128 slice, the two things that really benefit us with 128 is, number one, the image quality is just outstanding. It's phenomenal, which allows the radiologist to look at whole organs, not just pieces of organs, which allows for better diagnostics and also, you know, the ability to diagnose anything wrong a lot better. But one of the, I think the biggest advantage of a 128 over a 16 is the speed. Acquisition mode is extremely fast, and that is really important when it comes to breathing. So, you know, everyone's got to breathe. We'll tell you to hold your breath, but some people can't hold their breath for long. So because of the coverage of a 128 versus a 16, it will scan a lot faster, so therefore you don't have to hold your breath as long. So people that have respiratory problems or people, elderly people that have a hard time holding their breath, that benefits us tremendously.
Or so the people that are claustrophobic and don't like the whole thing, you're done quicker.
Exactly. And, you know, it benefits with lack of motion, you get a better image quality. So not just the heartbeat, but pediatrics. It's tough to hold a kid down when they're getting x-rays. So you can immobilize them all you want, you still need a faster scan time. So the 128 is very powerful. It gives you great detail images in a shorter amount of time. And believe it or not, it's actually a lower dose CT scanner than the 16 scanner because of the shielding that's in the 128 and the power of the software on the back end, which allows all those acquired images to be post-processed into whatever the radiologist wants to see, whether it be a coronal or sagittal image or whatever body part they want to see. It's phenomenally fast and very detailed.
To have a machine like that in a place like Soldiers and Sailors that serves a largely rural population that's very often underserved when it comes to healthcare, I mean, that's fantastic for people out in the country to be able to come a few miles and have the very best and the very latest.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things Larry and I were talking earlier. I think that, you know, I've put in a lot of CAT scanners in my career. This is special to me because of the community involvement and of the foundation and all the generous donors. I mean, it's, you know, the staff is very excited about it. I know everyone was just anticipating this to happen. And, you know, it took a little bit of time to choose the right system, but we know we found the right system. And just it will really benefit the community tremendously because people won't have to travel far. I mean, a 128 slice CT, not everyone has one of those. You know, 64 seem to be the trend and everyone seems to have one of those. But a 128 offers tremendous advantages when it comes to advanced imaging, brain imaging, cardiac imaging, GI imaging, things that we couldn't do on a 16 slice, we will now have the ability to do, and we're going to start setting up some programs and talking about that as well. So I'm excited about it. The staff and everyone that's been involved in the project is very excited, and I can't wait to really get going with this thing.
So what's next on your wish list?
Oh, there's a lot on my wish list, but you know what? I just like to focus on this first. But, you know, technology changes so rapidly within radiology and cardiology. You know, we're always looking for the latest and greatest to treat our patients and, you know, improve the health of our community. So whatever's next, it'll be, I know that we're going to have to start talking about capital budgets and whatnot. But yeah, we could replace a few systems, but the CT is a big one because it seems like CT has a very high utilization rate.
Yeah.
And because it really images the entire body or parts of the body in such a, it used to come in on a trauma and I'd take 15 to 20 films on these people and it would take me up to 30 minutes to get the results. With a CAT scan, you could have your you know, body scanned head to toe in less than 30 seconds, and they could have results less than 5 minutes. So the speed at which we can deliver care has changed so much over the past 20 and 30 years, and it's only going to get better. So it's an exciting time.
Congratulations on this new capability, and thanks for sharing what you do with us, and good to meet you. I'm sure we'll talk again.
Thanks a lot, Ted. I appreciate you
Laura,
having me on.
Thank you as always. Appreciate it.
See you in 2 weeks.
All right. We get healthy with Finger Lakes Health as we come up toward 8:53 now on the Finger Lakes Morning News.